Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN on a Monday morning. And it's our chance to speak once a month with the Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine. Today in studio, we have Dr. Chris Blevins. He's the Associate Professor, Equine Field Service Clinician at K-State Veterinary Health Center. Good to have you in here.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's nice to have you. Dr. Blevins, today is going to be talking about preventing diseases in horses. And, you know, it's interesting here. We hear all this talk on the coronavirus here, and I guess horses really aren't immune to that either.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess kind of a good segue of kind of where we're at and in the news. Coronavirus, yeah, horses get those too. Usually in horses, it's more of a GI bug for foals, but, you know, it's not uncommon. Even people, like, coronavirus has been around for them too. It's just different strands, as we kind of know now. But for horses, you know, and it's not something that crosses species of the coronavirus for the one that we deal with in foals. It stays with horses only, but it's more of a GI bug. Yeah.
All right. Well, and, you know, I know that you guys are constantly doing stuff out there to test for diseases here and maybe how to prevent them. Vaccines are a common thing you guys work on there.
Yeah, so, you know, I think the biggest thing that horse owners need to understand is a lot of the diseases that we try to prevent in horses are transmitted by mosquitoes. And so we need to get ahead of the mosquito season when we start vaccinating horses. And so right now is the time that most horse owners and barn managers need to start thinking about vaccinating their horses. And we vaccinate horses for West Nile virus, Eastern and Western equine encephalomyelitis, tetanus, rabies, you know, and then we also have other things based on communicable diseases that they get from horse to horse, and that's like influenza or the flu, horse flu. They definitely can get that and get transmitted from one horse to the next. And then rhino, so rhinopneumonitis, that's another one. It's a herpes virus, and that's also something that we can vaccinate horses with too, and trying to get them protected, especially going into spring here.
When you hear the term rhino, does that suggest like the nose?
The nose, yeah. So it's mainly just an upper airway virus, you know, snotty noses of to which we can all relate with this time of year as far as people. But again, it's an equine-specific herpes virus. But yeah, so it's just kind of a runny nose, maybe a little bit of coughing and fever with that.
All right. Well, we're getting out of the wintertime, heading into spring here. I think spring starts March 20th, which is next Friday. What is kind of like the checklist for what people should be doing with their horses now?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing for a checklist and preventing diseases is, hey, make sure you have a negative Coggins test as you travel. And so that's actually a disease that's regulated and keep track of through the state and then also federally. Horses are not to travel across state lines without having a negative Coggins test and a health certificate. So getting with your veterinarian and getting that done, that actually tests for a disease that's a lentivirus, similar to AIDS. AIDS is a lentivirus for people. And so this is horse AIDS, I guess, per se, is kind of the simplest way to put it. And so we can only, you know, control this disease based on testing, blood testing. So we submit blood to labs and test for that. And prevalence is fairly low, but we do see positive ones in Kansas horses. And so this is how we try to control that disease is based on testing. So making sure you have that. And then obviously, just like we were talking about vaccines, so getting your spring shots done on your horses prior to the mosquito season here. Usually I tell owners, you know, the end of March or around that springtime, first part of April, go ahead and get that rolling and going. So then the immune system is ready whenever the mosquitoes are out and trying to prevent those horses from getting those diseases. In addition to the communicable respiratory disease we talked about with flu and the herpes virus or the rhino.
Now, with that virus you're talking about here, you said there are some cases in Kansas here. What would be maybe a sign or a symptom that a horse might have it?
Yeah, so the Coggins test, which equine infectious anemia is how we classify that disease. So what would a horse show? Well, usually they're going to be febrile. We're going to have a fever. They could be just lethargic. Sometimes they'll be anemic, so really pale mucous membranes and those kind of things. Some of them, though, can be carriers and show very, you know, little signs, but are more apt to get disease, just like, you know, people that would have AIDS, or, you know, their immune system is kind of broke down. The same thing would happen to horses, so they're more likely to get sick with other diseases than maybe another horse. But those are kind of some signs that they would be looking for. But again, that's why we test, because some horses you don't know if they're actually carrying the virus, because they could look healthy. So just doing a blood test on them.
Okay. Yeah, we're speaking with Dr. Chris Blevins here from K-State Veterinary Health Center. You mentioned in springtime, a lot of folks will be traveling here. Maybe they're showing their horses at various places. And when they're around other horses, this is a big reason for the preventive measures here. You don't know who else hasn't been tested.
Right. And so, I mean, that's a lot of the reasons why they do tests and, you know, the cognitive tests. But then while they're at the shows, you know, just common sense things when we start thinking about horses at events, not sharing the same water source, not a big water tank tub for all the horses to share germs. So everybody has their own water and their own hay and food, you know, and just other things as they're traveling, minimizing stress on their horse, letting them out every 4 to 6 hours to kind of stretch and kind of evacuate their upper airway and stuff like that too. Just things to think about, just like you and I, even in horses going down the road, that you know, we try to minimize stress and minimize exposure to disease.
All right. Well, as far as, you know, it's very similar here. We talk a lot now, more so than we used to hear about hand washing here. You can't necessarily do that, but you can probably spray down your horse.
Yeah, so how do we prevent diseases? And one thing would be the aspects of, you know, washing equipment that horses are going to be exposed to, brushes, bridles, those kind of things, even blankets. And so trying to keep those clean, too, in the same aspect, yeah.
All right. Well, sounds like we have a phone call here. Let's get to them. They have a question. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, thank you for reminding us of things we needed to do. We've got through the excitement of weaning the pony and the fence weaning that you talked about the last time. And we put her in with the goats and seemed to keep her mind off of it. And then we put her over by herself, and she's really adapted a lot better. Of course, you can't keep the goats away from her. They love her, too. And we sure love that thing about putting the duct tape down between the eyes on the horse to the nose. But I guess it's more of... for myself, at ease, because if you can get close enough to a horse to put duct tape down between the eyes to the nose, you're not going to have a problem dealing with the horse. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. No, and I think even foals, we have to also think about, you know, when do we start vaccinating them? And usually at weaning is something we usually go ahead and start. So 4 to 6 months of age, start vaccinating those foals too and preventing diseases. And so if you're getting into that weaning state and the foal is 4 to 6 months of age, starting those vaccines we just kind of were talking about earlier is also going to help in preventing disease.
All right. Thanks for the phone call here. It's 9:15. Why don't we take our first break? We'll come back more with Dr. Blevins after this on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.